Greyhound meeting after concerns about the track were raised following incidents in three races, which resulted in two greyhounds being euthanized due to serious injuries. You'll hear more on that soon. Meeting was abandoned at Maitland last night after two dogs had to be euthanized. Concerns about the track were raised following the incidents. Dennis Anderson is the national president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, and he joins me now. G'day, Dennis.
Yes, good afternoon.
I gather you weren't at the track on last night?
No, I wasn't.
You wouldn't be a regular attendee, I can't imagine, at greyhound meetings.
Absolutely not a regular attendee. in fact, the Coalition would like to see the industry shut down.
It has been shut down once, of course, and was rejuvenated, of course, one suspects, for political reasons based around the rise of the fishers and shooters out in the Central West. You won't give up the fight, though, because it's clear from a political perspective, at least, that closing down greyhounds was not palatable last time.
No, we won't give up the fight. Because of the hundreds of dogs that are killed and thousands of dogs that are injured in Australia every year. In New South Wales alone, so far this year, there's been 19 dogs killed and hundreds injured on the track. So as long as this cruelty goes on in the name of entertainment and sport, we will continue fighting to have it banned. Now, we recognise that a ban is not going to happen at any time soon. So what we are trying to pressure the government to do is to improve the tracks in line with a detailed report with recommendations that was done by the University of Technology in Sydney.
Dennis, that's the reason why I asked you, with all seriousness, about whether or not you're at the meeting. Are you familiar with the Maitland track? Is it a notoriously tough track for the dogs to get around safely?
No more than any other track in New South Wales.
Okay. Now, we did approach Maitland Greyhounds for a statement, but they've referred us to Greyhound Racing New South Wales, who have provided this statement. I'll just read that out, Dennis. It'll be along the lines of what you would expect. But Greyhound Racing New South Wales has suspended all racing and trialling activity at Maitland and has written to the track owners and operators, the Greyhound Breeders and Owners Association, seeking immediate explanations as part of an investigation into racing incidents at the venue's meeting last night. Greyhound Racing New South Wales confirms that Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission stewards called off last night's Maitland meeting after concerns about the track were raised following incidents in three races, which resulted in two greyhounds being euthanised due to serious injuries. Doesn't that sound to you, Dennis, like the system is working? If they're aware of it, they referred it to their Integrity Commission. Isn't that a good response?
Well, in the particular case of Maitland last night, the steward's report clearly showed that there was some doubt about whether or not the track was fit to be raced before any racing started. The stewards consulted with the curator of the track, and then they did some testings on the track and decided to proceed. The steward's report actually says the track was deemed safe to race. Well, of course, after two deaths and one life-threatening injury, they decided to abandon the meeting halfway through the meeting. So something was very seriously wrong with the people last night at Maitland who judged the track to be fit to race.
Dennis, what was the nature of the injury to the animals or injuries?
Right. So the two dogs that died, Sketchy Daly in race four and Kiani Devil in race six, they both broke their legs. And the other dog that was severely injured broke its ankle. Now, if I could just explain about broken legs, greyhounds who break their legs, they can be repaired. And we have discussed this with vets, and the vets say that it costs on average about $4,000 to get the dog, have its leg repaired and get it back to health.
Will it race again, though?
That is the question. Because once the dog is repaired and got back to health, there's no guarantee that it's going to be competitive. And as you're probably aware with human beings, if you break your leg and have a pin put in your leg, you're probably not as agile as you used to be. So because of that, the owners and trainers aren't willing to spend the money to save the life of the dog and then end up with a non-competitive dog. So that is why they will euthanize the dog at the track if it breaks its leg.
But surely there's got to be an agreement by the veterinarians at the track. It's not simply a decision for the owners, is it?
Yes, it is a decision for the owners.
Okay. Yep.
They're the one that make the decision. And I've had some long discussions on this with the chief vet from the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission. And there, if the owners and trainers say to the on-track vet that they do not want the dog rehabilitated, they want the dog euthanized, then that's the final say.
Unrelated to any decision made about the health or otherwise of Sketchy Daily, I was interested to see, and it's quoted in an online story, that Swan Bay trainer Alan Ivers doesn't believe that the Maitland surface played a major part in the demise of his dog Sketchy Daily. So why is it that you're so convinced that it was the track? Was it the fact that the stewards decided to suspend racing? Is that all that you need to be convinced, Dennis?
Well, what the stewards' report says is that after severe injuries in the preceding three races, stewards inspected the track with the curator and deemed the track was not shifty. However, after considering the injuries sustained in the races, stewards conferred with the chief steward and curator, and there were some concerns with the ability to repair all the imprints in the track surface. So the stewards' report is saying that it was the track.
Well, what's interesting in the statement that we received from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, they say, and this is the chief executive speaking, "I want to be clear that the injuries to greyhounds at Maitland may have been unexpected and an anomaly. However, Greyhound Racing New South Wales' commitment to animal welfare is our number one priority. It means we'll leave no stone unturned to find out what happened and do anything that needs to be done as a result of the investigation." So what would you like to see happen, Dennis? I mean, clearly the ultimate goal is to stop the sport because you think it's cruel to the animals. But is there some sort of, you know, if you were able to accept that probably won't happen, is there an intermediate step that you'd like to see taken?
Yes, there is. And that is the University of Technology Sydney's report and recommendations. Their number one recommendation was to race on straight tracks. They proved, and we have conducted our own independent study on this, that straight tracks are safer than oval tracks because the dogs tend to bunch up in the turns. Both of these dogs that died at Maitland last night, the incidents occurred during the turns. When they bunch up, they collide at 60 kilometres an hour, and that's when they break their legs. And so if we had straight tracks, we wouldn't eliminate the deaths, but we would reduce the deaths. Now, there's three straight tracks that operate in Australia, one in Queensland, one in Victoria, and one in South Australia, and those tracks have fewer deaths and serious injuries than the oval tracks.
Now, work had been done on the track, as I understand it, just a few days ago, but the stewards, as you indicated there, before the meeting, they and their report reveals this, although soft, the track was not shifty and penetrometer readings were within respective guidelines. The track was deemed safe.
Yes.
So is it possible that these were just horrible accidents?
Well, I think it was a poor judgment on the part of the people that tested the track, that they deemed the track safe to race, and then they had to abandon the meeting halfway through after two dogs were dead and one was seriously injured, and they've put that down to the state of the track.
Yep, okay, well, that is quite an anomaly in that report, isn't it?
Yes.
I appreciate you coming on, Dennis. Thank you. As I said, we've approached Greyhound New South Wales for their comment, and they've released a statement, the contents of which I've revealed for our listeners this afternoon. But if anyone has any information or a perspective on this, you're welcome to share it too on 0487 99 1233. Dennis, thanks for that. I appreciate you coming on.
But thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to highlight the cruelty done to the dogs in greyhound racing.
No, don't finish with a free kick, mate. Come on. Thanks, Dennis. See you later. There's Dennis Anderson, the National President of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds.